All right, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM. And my name is Matt. Each week you can hear me broadcast music that you might not otherwise hear unless you're really searching it out. I mean, that's if you're locally here in Vancouver, living in Canada. Just because there's a hell of a lot of music out there in the world, isn't there? And a lot of it coming out of America and all places. And Australia's a tiny little, well, population-wise, a tiny little part of the grand human population of people. But a lot of great quality music comes from down there, and that's where I grew up. And so I like to play some of the music that I know, just to educate and give you a little fresh insight into another part of the creative world. And of course, this is the Australian Canadian show, so I play music towards the second half of the show. That's generally locally based. Mostly, I play Canadian music from Vancouver. But this week, I was off in the prairies for a bit of a break, and I passed through Saskatchewan. And I went to Folk Fest, and I was sort of, you know, scrummaging around record shops and stuff, and I picked up one CD somebody recommended to me, an artist named Megan Nash, and she's from Regina, and I'm going to be playing for you some of her music today. Megan Nash, Canadian artist. But first up, let's go back to the past, as I always do here on the show, and play older music from Australia. And again, I'm dipping into the bag of goodies that my secret admirer left here at the station with my name on it. A whole bunch of Australian CDs that I've been going through over the last few months and playing every single one I've played tracks from. I'm really proud of that. So thank you again, mystery person. I wonder if you're still listening. If you are, you've really you've added to this show. So last week was the Cold Chisel. I did a retrospective on Cold Chisel because that was one of the CDs, the best of. And this week, I'm going to play for you, here's a single from a band called The Ghost Riders, featuring Rob Hurst from Midnight Oil, so it's a side project. And after that, I'm going to play for you a whole bunch of tracks from the year 1995, I believe, from the Triple J Hottest 100 compilation. So that'll be exciting to go back to a specific year and play six tracks from a specific year in the 90s. But anyway, so first up is this band called The Ghost Riders. And I remember knowing of this band, but I couldn't remember what they did. That they are a side project. So we all, of course, know Midnight Oil, which is one of the all-time great and most prominent Australian rock bands, fronted by Peter Garrett. But Rob Hurst was always the creative powerhouse behind that band, the drummer. I'm not sure if everyone knows that, but he was the real songwriting mastermind. And his side project was called The Ghost Riders. And he formed the band in Sydney in 1990. And it was himself, and he was joined by the Hoodoo Gurus bassist Richard Grossman. So they're somewhat of a supergroup, I guess. And I'm going to play for you the single called Someone Singing New York, New York from 1991, which was written by Rob Hurst. And it actually, this charted, this actually hit number 29 on the Australian record industry charts, singles charts of that year, 1991. So, yeah, let's play that for you now. So this is the single, Someone Singing New York, New York, and it's from an album called Ghost Riders, which came out in 91 in Virgin Records. And I'll play for you the B-side as well, a song called It Doesn't Take a House to Fall on Me. So here we go. This is Rob Hurst from Midnight Oil with his side project, The Ghost Riders, going right back to 1991.
Yeah. sun sweeps over the horizon, when the moon hangs heavy on the land, when my heart hangs heavy on your memory, my love, I will sing the words you may not understand. That it doesn't take a boat to cross the desert, that it doesn't take a stone to swim the sea, and for all of the phone calls you never return, well, it doesn't take a house to fall on me. Now for all of my time in seventh heaven, and for all of your attention paid to me, and for all of the vows that we never exchanged, I just thank the Lord that I woke up to see that it doesn't take the earth to move a mountain, that it doesn't take a lock to hold a key, and for all of the letters that I only wrote, well, it doesn't take a house to fall on me. Did you read your future in your tea leaves in the morning? Look to find me gone. Dreams that come by only for an instant, then like smoke they will be gone. Whoa, whoa, when the starlings strike a note at daybreak, when the blackbird sings a reverie, and in all of my dreams I imagine, my love, that they whisper words you never spoke to me. That it doesn't take a cloud to build a castle, that it doesn't take a jury to agree, and unless you're confined to a hospital bed, well, it doesn't take a house to fall on me. Once I stood you in good stead with my acquaintance, once you stood on my shoulders to see, but for all of the times when you plain stood me up, hey, it doesn't take a house to fall, doesn't take a house to fall, doesn't take a house to fall on me.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. This is a Friday night, and at this time you can always hear great tunes from a long, long way away and different eras, of course. We just played a song there from 1991. Well, both of those tracks were by the Ghost Riders. I played you the A-side and the B-side. So the first track was Something's Singin' New York, New York. That was the lead-off single for the first Ghost Riders album. It came out in 1991. And the second track was a B-side, It Doesn't Take a House to Fall on Me. And, of course, those tracks are written by Rob Hurst. He is the drummer from Midnight Oil, and the Ghost Riders were his side project. So there you go, a trip back in time. And now we're going to go a little bit forward to 1994. I was 1 year out because, like, I was just looking in the back of the CD and this printed in 1995, but this was for the Hottest 100 of 1994. So what I'm talking about is every year in Australia, the Triple J National Broadcasting Network has a big countdown where everyone votes for their best 100 songs they've heard on the station that year. And over Australia Day, everyone sits eagerly by their radios, and I guess the internet these days, and generally you have a barbecue and you get up to all sorts of frivolity and mischief, and you count down to the hottest 100 songs to number one, and it's songs from all over the world, whatever the station happened to play. But I'm focusing, of course, on the Australian ones on this compilation. So this is the Triple J Hottest 102 album, which represents a selection of tracks from the 1994 countdown. And again, I'm playing this because it's one of the CDs that the that my secret admirer left for me, with all the Australian music CDs he left in a bag with, hope it's a she, actually. My secret, my female secret admirer somewhere, hopefully. Lover of Australian music. So this was one of the CDs. And yeah, it's great to go back for myself. This was a formative time for me, these tracks. This is when I was really getting heavily into music and Australian music, and these songs definitely mean a lot to me from that period of time. So let's start with Rebecca's Empire. There's three tracks I'm going to play first. Bands Rebecca's Empire, secondly the Underground Lovers, and then the Falling Joys. So these are three bands I'm going to play for you first. So Rebecca's Empire were from Melbourne, featuring Rebecca Barnard was the singer-songwriter up front. A real charismatic woman and quite a good songwriter. This track you're going to hear was really popular that year, and of course that's why it's on this compilation. It's called Atomic Electric, off the album of the same name. Secondly, the Underground Lovers. Now that's a band that I could devote an entire show to. Like, they were really very well regarded during the 90s. They were one of the preeminent Australian alternative bands for the time. And I won't get into the details for them right now, because I definitely will put them aside for a proper proper showing. But anyway, the Underground Lovers, I'm going to play for you a track by them as well. And then the Falling Joys. They were actually from Canberra. They formed in the city where I'm from. They formed in 1985. Featuring musical compilation of lead guitarist Susie Higgy. She was the main powerhouse in that band. And they, again, were one of the real noted alternative bands from the 90s in Australia. And looks like they reformed in 2011. I wonder what's happening there, if it's a permanent reformation or what not. But anyway, yeah, you're going to hear a song from the Falling Joys. So three in a row here from 1994, going back in time. This is Australian music. I hope you enjoy this.
Guitar really loud.
edge of the sea. As it rolls on the wave, my weakness now you've gone away. Hey, you stare at the sun, not gonna see anyone. Lost my nerve, I didn't know what to say. My weakness now you've gone away. Yeah.
On August 18th, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Second Beach at Stanley Park, world-renowned Catan leaders and artists combining music with mantras and chants will perform a free outdoor concert. There'll be vegan and vegetarian food prepared on-site in an outdoor shopping bazaar with vendors selling handmade vegan arts, crafts, clothing, and accessories from around the globe. Proceeds of all sales will go to Food for Life, a nonprofit organization that supplies nourishing vegetarian meals to the Vancouver downtown east side. Catan Vancouver, absorb the sound, ignite your soul. For more information, check catanvancouver.com.
Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And that's right, Catan Vancouver is on tomorrow. And I'm actually going to be broadcasting live. I'll be doing the live broadcast for CITR. We're there from 3 o'clock. And that is going to be quite a fabulous experience. And I actually did a special on Bhakti Yoga yesterday on the radio here. And I'll post that podcast somewhere for those who are curious. I interviewed some of the artists who are performing tomorrow at Kirtan Vancouver, including Sandra Lee, a local Kirtan leader and yoga practitioner and teacher. And I thought I'd rebroadcast part of that interview this afternoon as well, because she is also, of course, presenting tonight the Women of Bhakti movie. I'll rebroadcast that right after this next set of songs to give you time to get down there if you're here locally in Vancouver. So, yeah, let's get back into the music. So those three songs were from 1994 from the Triple J Hottest 100 compilation of that year. You heard first up was Rebecca's Empire with Atomic Electric. You also heard The Underground Lovers with Losing It, and The Falling Joys, Amen, a remix version of Amen. Now, up next, let's get a little bit rockier now. First up, at least the first two tracks, UMI with Berlin Chair. This is the absolute classic. This is the indie rock single of Australia of that time, which blew people away and shot this band UMI really into the stratosphere of I guess the alternative rock world in Australia, and they've been at it ever since. Just a phenomenal live band, and there's so much to be said of Tim Rogers and his songwriting prowess, but again, that's for another show. But this is the track, this is Berlin Chair, it was just a single that really seemed to sum up the times for a lot of young Australians. And then next is Daddy Long Legs by Tumbleweed, the real classic stoner rock song. This I just was absolutely blown away by this when I first heard it, and they were the first live band I saw. And finally, Ed Cooper, we're going to play you with his wonderful classic track, The Way I Made You Feel. But actually, just before we do that, something I wanted to mention I just found out about, before I forget, there's a really interesting show, or it's a panel of speakers here in Vancouver coming up next week. It's called Pop Icons to Popcorn. Learn from the pros how to make and fund your film. So this is there's a panel of local filmmakers, Guy Shalem, Pete McCormack and Ian McKenzie, and they're going to be telling you all about, you know, how they got into film, how to make a short film on a budget. So it's on August 20th, 2012. That's next week at 5 p.m. at W2 Media Cafe. That's 111 West Hastings Street. And tickets are $25. I'm familiar with Pete McCormack. He's a brilliant local filmmaker. And he'll be very forthcoming with knowledge about film. This looks really cool. So, yeah, again, that's 20th of August, 5 p.m. at W2 Media Cafe here in Vancouver on West Hastings Street. And tickets are $25. And some proceeds go to charity too. So there you go. It's called Pop Icons to Popcorn. Learn from the pros how to make and fund your film. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that before I forgot. And yeah, let's get back into the music now. Berlin Chair from UMI. This is Australian music from 1993.
If half of what I'm saying, think what I'm saying is true. Yeah.
places full of nothings and the riches that that brings. I have no voice to speak with because every line I sing la-di-da-di-da-no, 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 la-di-da-di-da-no. And sometimes I am weary and at times it seems so clear. Love mostly is granted me, and there's not that much to feel. So sing la di do di do no, la di do di do no, la di do di do no, la di do di do no. Would you say that graceful and a pleasure to be near? You're really giving it full, but I'm needed over there to sing la di da di do no, la di da di do no, la di da di do no, la di da di do no. Seems ungrateful, and you're crucified with spears. Your friends are all too tasteful, and their rent's not in arrears. You get visits from Sir Pleasant and his band of balladeers. The press gang has its field day, and the real you disappears. Just sing loud. Words are queer, sir, perhaps offensive to your ears. The cost of lies is dear, sir, and a fist out don't come clear. Just sing la-di-da-di-da-no, la-di-da-di-da-no, la-di-da-di-da-no,
CITR, Mantra Radio, Enchant, and Give Peace a Chant presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a Meet the Producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
And we're back here live on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from UBC in Vancouver. That's University of British Columbia. My name's Matt, and you just heard there three tracks from the year 1994, Australian music. You heard up top UMI with Berlin Chair, and then the crushing stoner rock number by Tumbleweed called Daddy Long Legs, and then finally Ed Cooper with The Way I Made You Feel. And he is a living legend. That song is so wonderful, and he just one fragment of his extraordinary back catalogue, and I'll do a whole show on him, I'm sure, in due course. He is the guitarist from the Saints, of course. That track I play at the start of every show, where it fades into my speaking, that's the Saints. And so Ed Cooper was the guitarist from that band, and a long and illustrious solo career. So yeah, there was three more tracks going back to the year 1994 that were featured in the Hottest 100 of that year, that I'm talking about, the Australian Broadcasting Company, Triple J Radio, the National Youth Broadcasting Network, and their countdown for that year. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed that. I sure did. That, like I said, that was a formative time for me musically. Those songs really are part of who I am. And that PSA I just played you there, that was about this Bhakti, Women of Bhakti, the movie that's being played in Vancouver tonight. So I thought I'd actually get right into my interview with Sandra Lee. And actually, don't forget, later in the show, I have another interview with Toby. She is an Australian musician, roots musician, who's playing in Vancouver next Friday. So I have a 10-minute chat I've recorded with her as well, so that's coming up later. But first up, let's talk to Sandra Lee. So this is part of the special on Bhakti Yoga that I recorded yesterday. And that's the MP3 for that will be posted on the CRTR website that you can access. And it's in, the whole show was in preparation for Kirtan Vancouver, which is happening tomorrow in Vancouver, and the Kanan Rita Dasi concert next Wednesday, and also Sandra and her crew at Give Peace a Chant tonight in Vancouver they're hosting the Women of Bhakti movie event. And you just heard a little bit about that in the PSA you just heard. So let's hear from Sandra. This is a part of the interview I didn't get a chance to squeeze into the special yesterday, so I really wanted to broadcast it again. She is a wonderful part of the community here, the yoga community of Vancouver. And let's learn a bit more about what she is and what yoga can do for people, not just the yoga asanas, but the devotional part of yoga, or bhakti. In part one of the interview, Sandra was mentioning how Give Peace a Chant, which is the biweekly kirtan that she hosts here, was the impetus for that was the September 11th trade tower collapsing and the shockwaves that sent around the world. And herself and her small community wanted to do something that's really positive and send positive emotions and vibrations out into the world. And they became committed from that moment in time, and they've stuck with it.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like that hugely significant moment in 2001 really, I think, has obviously given you so much momentum. I mean, you've never stopped. I mean, that's amazing to keep up for that long, because you're completely convinced, and rightly so, that it's necessary to do.
It definitely is. We're, you know, every time we read a headline and it's negative, that energy goes somewhere, you know. Mm. And I really, as I do more yoga, I become more sensitive to energy and what people are putting out there, you know. And if we, I mean, you know, if we're able to kind of focus our thoughts into positive ones, even though I you know, I'm not so positive thinking that, you know, I'm not so open-minded that my brain falls out. That's what I've heard said before, you know. Like, we've got to really stay very grounded, and like, we want to be in the world. We want to be of the world, but we don't want to be necessarily tangled in it. You know what I
mean?
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we take our mantra practices. It's a chance for us to try to make our vibration coming straight from the heart, which is, you know, in my opinion, the strongest vibration on the planet is the heartfelt vibration.
Yeah.
And use it to you know, shift and adjust a lot of the mind stuff. Kind of stuff we get bombarded with that we're supposed to be a certain way. The material, as you well know, you know, we get bombarded with the material.
Yeah.
We're supposed to acquire, we're supposed to become, you know, a certain, we're supposed to know what we're supposed to do and get all these toys. And, you know, I've chosen to live really simply.
Mm.
You know, just really try to make the most of this this lifetime. I think people are starting to wake up to that. I know people are starting to wake up to that. And if nothing else, you know, if they're still not kind of wanting to go there, not everybody wants to be a monk or live in an ashram. But if they're starting to even get a little bit of the flavor for the bhakti and for the love and devotion, well, you know, what harm can that do if we're becoming more peaceful and loving? Kind of my take. And I think it's just a great byproduct of the yoga movement, you know, to see people also getting interested in kirtan and opening the throat. It's so important, you know, like how many of my students say to me, oh, I would come, but I can't sing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm right away, well, it's not about singing. And you can sing, actually. It's just that someone told you somewhere along the way, probably when you were very young, that, you know, singing is, you know, too noisy or too loud, or you're making a racket, or you can't sing, you know, or shut up, you know. We do get these messages when we're young. And, you know, if you were sensitive, well, that'll shut us down, and it can actually put us off key for the rest of our life. And, you know, I like working with people who feel they can't sing. They need to find where their shruti is, where their sa is, where their scale is. And they can usually make it through sounding pretty decent. They just need to be supported and encouraged. And as you said, it's not really about coming and singing. It totally isn't. It's just about coming and being a part of a call and response, a wave of devotion that just washes not over only us, but, you know, in my tradition, we have a belief that it goes beyond the kirtan and it goes out into the atmosphere, and it can go as far into the atmosphere as we, you know, we visualize it to go. And you know, it's an energetic thing. So, you know, being kind of, you know, the Dhruva yoga is an energetic kind of yoga. And that's just kind of sort of something that came out of that training for me. And I'm so honored to still be doing it, you know, because for sure, it as you can imagine, it has its, you know, I'm often the one doing the lugging and the setting up and all the advertising, and I'm always looking for volunteers. So, you know, if anybody's looking for a nice place to volunteer, I'm always looking for volunteers. Yeah, we're doing it every second week. I always recommend people check the website before they come down, because things happen and schedules change. So you can go to either givepeaceachant.com or givepeaceachant.org. So it's just like Give Peace a Chance, but givepeaceachant.org or com. And check to see what we're doing. Now, this Friday, I'll go into the special event this Friday. We're working along with CITR and Mantra Radio, which is Raghunath's show on Thursdays between 4 and 5. And with Enchant Mantra Meditation Group. So they also meet every other week. And the three of us are teaming together to create a film premiere of a film called Women of Bhakti. And this film is produced by a woman named Janava Hausner, and we'll be Skyping her in and having a short interview about her creation of the film. I do believe Karnamrita Dasi is in that film, along with some other really amazing people. There's Shiva Ray is in it. I believe Sham Das is in it. There's just Sharon Gannon is in it. You know, really, really nice, on the cutting edge kind of yoga and bhakti practitioners. And so the film's about 30 minutes long. Then we're also having kirtan. We've got Sparrow coming as a guest. Sparrow's a dear friend of mine, and also some lovely mridangam players, Ananda Murthy and Yogendra, are coming. So these are two young guys. I think they're 14 and 15, but they're really good drummers, and they've got a lot of bhakti. So they're going to be coming to support. And then after, on top of everything, there's going to be snacks and vegetarian, a little vegetarian meal for you. So all of that for $20 to help support the Give Peace or the Kirtan Vancouver participants. So some of us have been volunteering our time. I've been volunteering, and it just gives us a little bit of something to kind of draw back on for our communities, really. You know, also part of the proceeds is going to Food for Life, which is a program in Vancouver that brings lunches to people who might not otherwise, vegetarian lunches, might not otherwise get decent food to eat. So that goes on Friday. Mm-hmm. I recommend you get there between 7:20 and 7:30. There's not a whole lot of tickets left, but we can fit up to 100 people in the studio. About 108 we can fit. We've done it before. It's kind of squishy, but I'm expecting around 80 to 90. Mm-hmm. And we've already pre-sold about, I think, 60 tickets or 50 tickets. So there's some left. Please do come early. We'll make sure everybody gets a seat. It's at 2111 West 16th Avenue at the beautiful Open Door Studio. And that's just at the corner of 16th and Arbutus, right around from the ridge, just around the corner from the ridge. And it'll go from, we start at about 8 and we'll be going probably till about 10. And because a lot of us need to go home and get a good night's sleep since we've got the great big event on Saturday.
That's right, Curtain Vancouver. So yeah. so that's Friday night. It's the Women of Bhakti movie premiere. Yep. Here, and Sandra will be there with her her group there, Give Peace a Chant. Thank you so much, Sandra, for chatting. You're definitely one of the pioneers of this movement. No. So I recommend everyone. If you can't make it this Friday, don't. I mean, it's on. You know, just go to the Give Peace a Chant website, and you can go along any week, every second week.
Yeah, exactly. Our next one, our next regular program is August 31st, and it's a blue moon, Kirtan, because there's two full moons in August.
All right.
It's a blue moon, Kirtan. Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate what you're doing, all the service work you're doing for Kirtan Vancouver. It's just awesome. And thank you to CITR for helping sponsor us, too. It's been really great.
Thank you.
CITR, Mantra Radio, and Chant, and Give Peace a Chant presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a Meet the Producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
So there you had my part two of my interview with Sandra Lee of the Give Peace a Chant community. And just before that PSA, you heard a beautiful chant. That's what you can experience if you go to Give Peace a Chant here in Vancouver every second Friday. That was called the Shanti Path, Shantih Path, a universal prayer for peace. And so it's in Sanskrit, of course, and the English, I'll read you out the English translation. It says, may there be peace in the heavens, peace in the atmosphere, peace on the earth. Let there be coolness in the water, healing in the herbs, and peace radiating from the trees. Let there be harmony in the planets and in the stars, and perfection in eternal knowledge. May everything in the universe be at peace. Let peace pervade everywhere at all times. May I experience that peace within my heart. So that's the English of the Shanti Path, universal prayer for peace that you heard in Sanskrit. And that was, of course, the voice of Sandra Lee. And her event tonight is the Women of Bhakti. You still have time to get down there tonight in Vancouver, if you so wish, at 16th and Arbutus. Okay, so I'll be right back. Coming up next, we have another interview with Toby. She is an Australian roots musician who is passing through Vancouver next week. And as far as Canadian music goes, I'm going to be featuring a woman from the prairies, from Saskatchewan to be precise, named Megan Nash. So that's something to look forward to towards the end of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I will be right back.
CITR presents Latin Summerfest 2012, Sunday, August 19th from 11 a.m. until sundown at Trout Lake Park. Come to this free event and experience fun for all ages Latin style, with a market, food fair, kids zone, and an outdoor stage where performers will delight with everything from the flamenco to Cuban ruta. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.com and support us with a Yo Hablo Spanglish themed t-shirt presented by Latinos in Action Vancouver.
So this whole second half of the show is really devoted to some amazing women. You just heard there my interview with Sandra Lee. She is a yoga teacher and kirtan leader here in the city. And up now, we're going to hear from Toby. She is a female roots musician from Australia, from Perth to be precise. And I interviewed her just this afternoon. And so that two-part interview is coming up. But first, let's play a track from Toby. So this is off her latest CD. Called Coming Home. It's a live album that she produced, which is cool because you'll get a sense of what you would expect at Café du Soleil in Vancouver next Friday night. So here is Toby from Perth, Australia.
beside me, oh, just be sure to know that I'll be watching you. No, I won't ever go. When you lay beside me, just be sure to know I'll be watching you. I won't ever go. Well, I said don't go. Don't you ever go. Don't you walk away from me. Don't go. Don't you ever go. We'll be happy, my baby. Wait and see. Well, I said don't go. Don't you ever go. Don't you walk away from me. Don't go. Don't you ever go. We'll be happy, my baby. Wait and see. Well, I said don't go. Don't you ever go. Don't you walk away from me.
And just a heads up to my apologies, but we had a little bit of feedback problem with when I was doing the interview here. You can hear a little in the background some of the live feed from the studio coming into the background of my chat here with Toby. It's not a disaster. You can hear us loud and clear, but you will note there is a little bit of that. You'll hear Nardwar in the background. So anyway, here we go. We're talking with Toby. She is an Australian roots musician who has toured Canada, believe it or not, 11 times. Over how many years, Toby?
That's over 6 years.
Oh,
so,
6 years.
I keep coming back.
11 tours in 6 years, that's amazing. Like, I'm always impressed, like, on this show, like, the Australian musicians who sort of that come here, and to do it once is amazing.
It's a huge flight, it's an expensive flight, it's a long way to go, you know, and that's why a lot of people sort of, I think, scared of actually attempting to do it for the first time, but once you've done it a few times, it's hard to not come back.
Yeah, that's right, especially when you're well-received, as you are. And I was just looking at your website, and you have a journal, and you're talking about you actually have your own band here and in Australia and in Europe, it sounds like. Are you separate sort of people you hook up regularly with in each continent?
Yeah, actually, this picture I'm doing starting in Vancouver has actually got... I've got a brand new bass player I've never met. He's a Vancouver boy, Martin Ferguson. But I have a regular Canadian drummer now who's done a few tours with me. But this time I've brought over an Australian saxophone player from Melbourne. So it's a real mix-up of the band that I've sort of created for this tour. But it always makes it exciting and new for me and for the audiences, which is great.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, to adjust to a completely different dynamic. Like, so, yeah, your show would just have a different flavour in different countries. That's really cool.
Well, I think every time you play, you want to create something new for the audience, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to keep putting on the same show for the same people.
Hmm. That's right, yeah. I wanted to also get back to, I mean, the roots of where you're from. You are still based in Perth. Is that where you would call your home still currently? Or
I definitely call it my home. I still live there. However, I'm not there a lot. Like, last year I worked out, I think I did 150 shows and 45 were in Australia and 105 were overseas. So,
yeah.
But it very much still feels like home to me, for sure.
Yeah. I wonder if you could, I know it might be a difficult question, but to give people a sense of what Perth is like compared to the other major cities in Australia. I only visited once, I spent a week in Perth, and I thought it was beautiful, but I was amazed at how it wasn't hugely different to the other cities. You think that because it's so incredibly isolated, that culturally it would be so different, but yeah, can you, I mean, you have a more nuanced understanding. What is Perth to you?
It's a small city or a big country town, whichever way you want to look at it. It's chilled out. It's very coastal feeling. You know, I love living in Perth because you can go home and chill out. Mm. But if you want to have an amazing nightlife and all of that, Perth isn't the place to be. Mm. And that's why I think I kind of like to keep going back to it. Because, you know, I enjoy the beach, and there's some great little towns that are sort of turning into very cool parts of the city to hang out, very funky little cafes. But it's definitely, for me, it's no Vancouver. But then I'm actually here with a friend from Perth who's living in Vancouver at the moment. She said, you know what, there's not a lot of difference.
Hmm.
Except for the weather, you know, she said, I feel like Perth and Vancouver are very similar.
Hmm.
But it's a chilled out place to live. The music seems quite lively, which is great.
Hmm.
And I think it was very, very lucky living there. We have fabulous weather generally. It's not too overpopulated. There's some great live music venues, some great little pubs and cafes. There is a lot on offer, but it's no Melbourne or Sydney, that's for sure.
Mm.
Completely different feel as well.
That's right, yeah. And how about like down south there? Have you got a following down at Margaret River? That's such a beautiful area, the south of Perth.
Yeah, definitely. We love playing down there. I mean, the thing is with Perth, I always had a tourist, you know, that's great, you can go to Perth, and, you know, the city is a city. I'm not a big city person. I think every city, some cities are a lot more fun, a lot cooler than other cities, but it's when you get out of the city that you get to actually experience Western Australia. You know, as soon as you drive 3 hours or 2 hours down south, you're in a beautiful forest land and beautiful coastal areas and wine regions, and that's where I love to go. And also, you know, we drive up north all the time up to places like Broome. You drive 24, 30, 40 hours and you're still in Western Australia. And I can honestly say I think we've got the best coastline there is to offer. It's just stunning, and you know, just beautiful ocean and places like Coral Bay and Exmouth. There's nothing quite like it in the world, I don't think.
And then
so I'm a big fan of WA.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah, folks, I recommend going there. I did go south there to Margaret River. I thought it was just unbelievable.
Far away, I wanna see your face. The way that your lips go, like nobody else knows. I need you here. Nobody's eyes should have seen what your eyes have seen. Should have felt all the pain and all the sadness from all of those years. Your room seems to fade away, and people seem to disappear. When I think of you, God knows I'm always thinking of you. Now I'm on the outside, and now I'm looking in. I'm not able to touch you, not able to hold you. I'm helpless back here. So put your pride away and put it on the side. I wish things would change. It was not our time. You rip me, tear me, pull away my layers, and I ran away. 'Cause this time I just couldn't stay. But I'm loving you. Stare at you all night long without speaking a single word. Right away and put it on the side. I wish that things would change, but it was not our time. You rip me and tear me and pull away my layers, and I listen to sad, sad songs that tell me how lonely I am, that tell me my life was worth nothing at all without love, without you. I try to sleep, but my mind's filled with images of you. How we sat in this hotel room just 6 months before we made love, sweet love, love on the floor. Was I smiling back then? Was I smiling back then? Was I smiling back then? Cheers.
So that is Toby again with another live track from her latest album. So let's get back into the interview. This is Toby from Perth, Western Australia. And again, apologies for the feed. We had some technical problems and you can hear a little bit of feed from Nardwar's show in the background here at this interview, just in the background, but our voices are still loud and clear. Can you describe the difference, the experience of touring in Europe as distinct from North America, like in terms of how you receive?
It's totally different.
Mm.
Because of the audiences, it's, well, the venues are quite, European venues are very cute and small, and they tend to shove a lot of people in a small area. And I find like the German and Dutch audiences are very vocal, and I really enjoy that. So You can go along and do a rocking sort of pub gig in Germany, which is a lot of fun, or you can do a venue where actually they're very, very good at listening, and that's one wonderful thing in places like Germany, Holland and Switzerland, is the crowd will sit and they will not speak a single word during your songs.
Wow.
And they also know how to show appreciation, and they also know how to get involved.
Yeah.
So if you ask the crowd to, you know, sing a chorus or clap in this part, they do it instantly. They don't care about what other people are thinking, and I think that's a very big difference between Australia and Europe. Is in Australia you might be doing a venue and you sort of try to get the crowd involved, and they have to have had a particular amount of drinks, or they have to check what their friends doing it, or what other people are thinking. There are a lot, Australians are very self-conscious, and as much as I love Australia, the more you tour in places like Europe, you realise how judgmental Australians are as well, and how you know, we're kind of in our shell, whereas
in places like Holland, they just do whatever, you know, and they don't really mind what the person sitting next to them thinks of them. So that makes it very, very
special. Then it becomes a genuine release for everyone, which is really the point, isn't it?
Totally.
To connect to the heart. Yeah.
Even my Dutch bands, you know, they're very loose and in a good way. They know how to have fun and be silly on stage. So we do these really sort of fun, vivacious, crazy shows over there, whereas in Canada, it might be more of a musical experience. There's a lot of energy on stage, but it's not, it doesn't get as ridiculous as it sometimes in Europe.
And actually, it sort of leads to my next question is that, you know, just you're so clearly committed to heart-based music, and not all musicians are. And does that, your positive experiences in Europe, has that helped you to stay committed to really being a heart-centered artist, bearing your soul? And, you know, because I can understand how, less involved audiences might wear an artist down and make that
Can wear you down.
Yeah.
You just hope that you have crowds in between. And we're very lucky. We sort of know which venues to go to when we need that relief. Sometimes you walk away from a pub gig and you think, oh, shit, what am I doing, you know? You might not get the reaction you want. But it's all the other gigs in between. It's the great responses, the amazing people you meet that that really drives you. And I think if you're not being honest and you're not giving it everything, there's absolutely no point doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's when, you know, if I ever was to be up there and not be giving it my everything, well, that's the day that I need to stop doing it, I think. But I don't see that day coming ever, really.
And so there you go, listeners. If you're starting out in open mics or in pubs right now, don't be disheartened, because there are people out there who are going to connect to you if you are being true.
Well, you do get a lot of rejection in this field, and you do have to learn to have very thick skin. That's why a lot of people actually do stop, because it's too much sometimes, you know, and it does break your heart a bit. But if you get through that, you might have a downer gig, you might have the next six that are fabulous, and that puts you on a happy cloud again, you know. But you've just got to take it as it comes, and I think you learn as you go to treat every audience differently, and you might have to work a bit harder in a particular way to grab that attention from your audience. So that's just up to you to be creative and to be honest enough to yourself and to them, to sort of create that atmosphere and get them all included and invited into your show.
Well, thanks so much, Toby. And so we can expect to see you on Friday in Vancouver at Café du Soleil, which I can imagine is a perfect venue for you. You've played there before, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a great venue because it gives us a chance to not do the pub thing, where you can do the more intimate sort of musical songs, but you can also then rock it out a bit more. You're just free to do whatever you want there. You don't have to keep pumping out fancy songs, you know, to make the crowd happy. It's you can really mix it up, and I love playing at cafes like that. It's more of an organic show, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And then just before I let you go, I was just quite surprised when you picked up the phone, you said, oh, I'm in Alcatraz. Is it Alcatraz you are right now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Like, you're actually inside the prison as we speak?
I'm
visiting.
Inside the prison cell section right now.
can you describe what you can see or what you've learned there? Or
right
experience?
Now, I'm looking at about a 1-3-layered cell sort of building, just a building of cells, of tiny little gross cells with tiny little toilets. But I'm a bad tourist. I get bored really quickly, so I'd rather just go back on the mainland and have a beer and some bread and cheese.
Well, yeah, that sounds far more liberating than the cold, harsh cells of Alcatraz.
Yeah, that's it. 1 hour's enough for me.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Pointy Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, and that was my second part of the interview with Toby. You can catch her at Café du Soleil in Vancouver on the 24th of August. And, we've run out of time. I wanted to play some more tracks from Megan Nash. She is a musician from Saskatchewan. I'm going to play at least one track, and we'll have to revisit her another time. We ran out of time. We squeezed so much into the show. Anyway, let's play some Megan Nash right after this. Just a reminder too that we have a podcast link. If you go to Google, type in Oz Stranded into Google, and you can find the blog of the show and lots of podcasts from the last year or so. And you can follow the show on Twitter on Oz Stranded, You can type that in Twitter feed and you'll find it. So I'll be right back with some Megan Nash from Saskatchewan.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Got your bruises, baby. Cuts decorate our bodies. Pretend this all makes sense. I couldn't give you a time, I couldn't tell you when things started to die and it happened. All I know is it's not the same. No, this love just got. Begging me to stay. Is this just history repeating itself? Why do I always have the keys ready to drive away? I couldn't give you a time, I couldn't tell you when I started to die and it happened. All I know is it's not the same. Oh, oh, this love just got. Just got tough love, baby, and I wonder if maybe it's not really love at home. Oh, oh, it's tough love, baby, and I wonder if maybe it's not really love at all. It just got tough, oh, it just got tough, it's tough love, baby.
All right, thanks so much for tuning in. So that was a great track there to whet your appetite for another show. I want to play some more of Megan Nash. I discovered her when I was up visiting Saskatchewan for my little break. That's where I have family. And I brought back her CD that came out last year. That was a track called Tough Love by Megan Nash. Cool. So I hope you enjoyed the show. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. There was a lot. If you missed it, again, go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, and you'll get the podcast will be up in a few days. If you missed the start of the show, I had lots of music from the past. I featured the year 1994 from Australia, the alternative music scene. I played a whole bunch of tracks from that year. Then we had an interview with Sandra Lee of Give Peace a Chant, and you still have time to get down to 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver today if you want to see the Women of Bhakti. And we had Toby, the interview. She is from Australia. She's playing at Café du Soleil next Friday, the 24th. And there we had Megan Nash from Saskatchewan. So thanks for listening. And don't forget, you'll hear my voice as well tomorrow at Kirtan Vancouver. I'm doing the live broadcast. So, yeah, get on down to that. Have yourself a nice evening. This is Stranded. I'm Matt. Good night. This is CITR. And up next is African Rhythms.
On August 18, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Second Beach at Stanley Park, world-renowned Kirtan leaders and artists combining music with mantras and chants will perform a free outdoor concert. There'll be vegan and vegetarian food prepared on-site in an outdoor shopping bazaar with vendors selling handmade vegan arts, crafts, clothing, and accessories from around the globe. Proceeds of all sales will go to Food for Life, a nonprofit organization that supplies nourishing vegetarian meals to the Vancouver downtown east side. Kirtan Vancouver, absorb the sound, ignite your soul. For more information, check kirtanvancouver.com.
just like a buzzing fly, flew far away from understanding. Once again,